Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode number 28, Release 2021. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous. Boy, is December 2021 starting off with a bang energetically. So much is going on in the world, as we're seeing in our physical realities, our paradigms, but also in the energetic realm as well. So much is supporting us in our upgrades, and we are coming into a space, a time, a place, or whatever you want to call it, in our consciousnesses, for those of us who are on the evolutionary path, that we're stepping into this space that gets even more uncomfortable than it ever has been. And I want to talk about that today. This space is a space where we are gifted this opportunity to either hold on or to release. Hold on. Or release, hold on or release, hold on or release. And these things we've been holding on to, some of them are absolutely unconscious. They're just, you know, we're empaths, we're energetic beings, we're picking up on stuff, or maybe we've had some psychic attacks, energy attachments, things like that, and many more. And other things we're holding on to, like, you know, things in our consciousness that we can remember from the last year or our entire lives or multiple lifetimes. That might sound something like, oh, I wish I would have done something different, or I could have done that better. Some self-criticism or regret or doubt or things like that. Sort of this lower level energy just sort of around. And then we have something else that we're holding on to that we're being invited to release in a massive way. And so every year I do a release, like a create, release, set targets event. I've been doing it for about 18 years now. I started doing it with my friends 18 years ago. We found a little process that we started doing, and it's evolved over the years. I started using it with my clients about 10 years ago. And it is one of the best ways, I think, to tap into your energetic space, your consciousness, and just release. Release so your plate is clean, your space is spacious, and you're not bringing anything into this next year that doesn't really belong there. Well, as I'm exploring this for myself, so before we go any further, I want to let you know that I have released this process as a video. It's about an hour and 15 minutes long. It takes you through the whole process. You'll need a pen and paper, and you can go through this process if you just go to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D. The link to, you'll see the button for Release 2021. Click that and you'll be able to opt into that and receive it for free. It's my gift. I feel like everybody should be doing this process because it helps so much. There's just no reason to bring in to your next creation space the old stuff that just doesn't belong there. It's not congruent. So grab that. Now, as I'm personally moving through this space, I'm noticing how much of an upgrade is transpiring within me that is just happening. I'm stepping into this space. I'm stepping even more and more congruently. I'm stepping even more and more into the 5D space, into the congruency of that, and noticing what is incongruent and what is congruent, because what's congruent feels different, right? That's when the synchronicities happen. That's when the magic happens. That's when you're like, yeah, I feel really good. I'm satisfied. I feel like successful here, right? And when we're not in that space, it brings us down. It brings our vibe down. It brings our focus to things that don't really matter to us. We start fighting fights for other people that they're not, it's not required for us, or they're not asking for. And when we are in this lower vibe, we're not congruent with who we're becoming, then it activates old patterns. It activates childhood patterns. It activates avoidance tactics. It activates all these old things that you might have been trying to clear in the past. Some of them you might not even actually know are there. You might be seeing now. This last year for me, the whole year, I think a little more than in a year, maybe a year and a couple of months, maybe even a little bit more than, maybe it's been, you know, 18 months or so for me personally. It has been a shedding of who I was on such deep levels. And I've been through this before, probably like you too. But I've been through the upgrades. I've been through these, you know, massive awakenings. But this one's different. This one, when it first started, I was like, oh man, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do any of this anymore. I just want to have plenty of money and live a great life. And I've never said that before, never. But I started playing with it, and I was like, all right, well, if I don't do anything that I've done before, what would I do? What would I be? How would I live my life? What would that be like? Started exploring that and looking at what else is there. What I've been doing, energetic life coaching for almost 12 years, 11, 12, I don't even know anymore. A long time. Longer than I've done anything ever before. Being in that space, having this, you know, transformation that's happening in the world and within myself, I'm like, okay, well, it's a good time right now to look at it because, you know, I have some things going on in my own space. So I've been looking at this over the last year. I sort of realized that I was in burnout. I had been doing things in a way that weren't working for me any longer. And it wasn't because I didn't like to do those things or the way I was doing my business or whatever. It was just because I had shifted and stuff wasn't working anymore. So the way I was like, so my life of a lot of travel and, you know, a few other things that I had going on just needed to stop. And, you know, this whole slowing down, halting of the world that's happened, at least here in Australia, because we have had a hard time leaving the country. And while at the same time you could, I just never got the awareness to leave for the last close to 2 years. It gifted me the opportunity to function differently, to see life differently, to respond differently, to really take some time and look at what is it that I want to do next? What is that? So I got re-inspired in April. We launched the podcast a couple months before that, got re-inspired. And here we are, you know, whatever that is, 6, 7, 8 months later, really enthusiastic about, you know, who we're serving. We have the most amazing people showing up that are ready for the magic. They're in that sweet spot for us, which is in that 4D to 5D spot where they're like so ready to have this transformation for themselves. And that's really where we shine and can create some massive results and transformations with people, some real magic. While all this is happening, I'm evolving as well. I'm having my own metamorphosis, and it truly has, I don't know about you, but it truly has felt like being in the goo space for a really long time and kind of feeling like I'm breaking out. And then I am still in the goo space where I'm like, where are my parts? Where are my wings? Where are my little antennas? Where's my little mouth? Like, where are my legs? Like, where is everything? And it comes together. And then at points I feel like, yeah, I've got this, like we're going, we're moving. And then there's the next upgrade. So it feels like there's a transformation on top of a transformation on top of a transformation. And you barely get to bring your head up for air. For about the last year, one of the things that started showing up in my world was one of my relationships with somebody in my family. And it started showing up in an interesting way. And I noticed that I was being different with this person than I would with anybody else. And I was like, this is very strange. And I was not being different in a good way. I was being different in a aggravated sort of way. And this person was sort of pushing me in ways that I was pushing back. And I normally don't do that. I normally don't engage like that at all with people. So it was unusual behavior, but what ended up happening was about 6 months into this engagement in this particular way, I started to see things a little bit differently. I started to go, oh, because I was asking myself, why am I responding this way? What is this? And what sort of came out of it was some patterns, some family patterns that have been running for a really long time that were toxic that I didn't really see yet. And I'd seen a number of the toxic patterns. And I think, you know, most families have them, not necessarily anybody to blame, except for that it's just the way it was, it transpired. And as I'm looking at all of this, I'm sitting here going, huh, there is some stuff in my childhood I hadn't looked at yet. And I hadn't looked at it from this perspective of what started showing itself to me. So that started unraveling, and I started seeing things I hadn't seen before. And I started going, oh, that's why certain things in my life I chose or happened or repeated, because that's really what was happening, is this pattern was repeating itself. But I thought I had gotten to the source of it, but I didn't fully. There was more. So unraveling that, feeling pretty good about that, and then I'm scrolling through TikTok, and I see this TikTok that is talking about avoidant attachment style. And man, he called me out. I was like, holy cow, this guy just called me out in a 1 minute TikTok. Damn. Funny enough, as I'm watching this, I went, oh, this is what has been going on for the last like week or so. Probably about since December started, because I'd been feeling raw. I had been feeling irritable. I'd been like, I don't want to be here anymore. And I was like, I don't necessarily want to leave the planet, but I just had this thing. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, this isn't where I want to be, but I didn't have anywhere else I wanted to be. And even looking at, you know, maybe our relationship is over, and like, huh. That's so interesting because it doesn't match. It was like whatever was going on, the internal dialogue with the emotions weren't matching my experience. And I was like, what the heck is this? So he says in here, this attachment. So he lists a few of these symptoms here. And one of them was you suppress your emotions. You're uncomfortable with emotional intimacy. You were emotionally neglected as a child. Your relationships lack depth. You're critical of yourself and others. You don't set boundaries, you build walls. And then he says, avoidant attachment style is when someone is uncomfortable with becoming emotionally bonded or close with somebody else. And I went, wow, I can resemble a lot of that there. And that makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. There is a really strong identity that I have built up that resembles what this avoidant attachment style looks like. I went, wow, that is what is trying to leave. That is what is dying. That is what cannot go with me. It doesn't exist in the future self, so it has to be left behind. It has to be shed. And in that shedding, that identity is like, wait, 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 what about me? As I move through this for myself. The work that I get to do with people allows me to continue my transformation journey, continue to evolve. And whenever I'm, you know, putting on a class or working with people in Creation Academy or whatever I'm doing, I get so much from being a space and being a channel of energy and source as I'm facilitating. And so much of it is for me as well. And I think that's one of the biggest gifts of being a contribution, is because you're gifting, but you're also receiving at the same time. So in this release of 2021, it might be even a bigger release than just this last year. You might be going through something like I'm going through right now, which is a release of identity. Release of the protection mechanisms that we've put up in our lifetime to keep safe, but also to keep small and to keep limited. What we're stepping into this month that we're going through right now, and what we're stepping into on the other side of it, is different. It's a different reality. It's a different consciousness that's available. Now, people will be stepping into this whenever they do, right? There's a doorway that's open, big doorway that's open right now, and many of us are experiencing it together. And while what's on the other side of this is unknown, that's part of the gift in this, because what's safe and known is what we've always had, and these old identities that we have. The new identity we can perceive, but we haven't really been it yet, though really in the quantum we have, and we already are it. But because it's not ingrained into our, you know, reticular activating system and into our patterns yet, it feels very foreign. But it is what has to happen. So if you resonate with what I'm talking about, you can't avoid this. Why? Because when you go backwards, so if I was to try to build the walls back up and avoid intimacy on the next level for me, I would only be creating more suffering for myself. Because that's not where I'm resonant. Where I am resonant and harmonious is with this next version of me. Just like a snake that is shedding its skin, it can't hold on to the skin. The skin is dead. The skin is leaving, right? And that new skin is underneath already ready to be the skin. And that's your new identity. This next version of you is showing up in that space, ready to go. And this is where we get to trust. We get to step in. We get to be different. And while uncomfortable, could be emotionally uncomfortable, it could be energetically painful. You could be releasing things from your body, could be crying. Be with it. Be with it until you see what it's about and what you're really releasing. Asking questions like, what is this? Not, how do I get rid of it? As we're moving into this next level of consciousness, the avoidance, the band-aids, and the addictions that we have that suppress the pain and the suffering, that make things go away quickly, that make us feel better, that give us those dopamine hits, they're not going to work anymore, because the pain is just going to get louder and louder and louder until you actually be with it and see what that pain or that suffering or that emotion is trying to tell you. So whatever your addictive behavior is to cover it up, notice. And maybe choose something different and see what happens. Put down the phone. Right? Stop working. Go out in nature. Be with yourself. Cry your eyes out. Feel it. It won't feel like that forever. It probably won't feel like that for very long, even though it might seem like a long time. This last week, it wasn't until I started feeling it today where I was like, wow, I can sense the shift and the release now. If you'd like some assistance going through this process, take advantage of this gift, Release 2021. It'll take you through the whole process, give you some more context even, and get your pen and paper out, like I said before, so that you can really get this stuff out. the more you can dive in and get this stuff out of you, the easier this transition is going to be. Your shifting of identity from 4D to 5D is going to happen. You can't prevent it from happening. And most people say they want it, but then they hold on to that old identity that's afraid or that has doubt, that pacifies the pain, that pacifies the I'm not good enough. And the truth is, you are. You are better than good enough. You are of pure consciousness. You are here and have a body. You're one of the gifted ones to even be having this conversation right now. Your consciousness is ready. If you're hearing this conversation, nodding your head, your consciousness is ready to shed that old identity and step in to who you are next. Think of it like stepping into a new reality, moving to a new country where everything's different, but it's almost like a different planet or maybe even a whole different solar system. It's a different reality we're stepping into. 2022 is not going to be anything like anything we've ever experienced, which is going to require us to be different than anyone we've ever been. So go ahead and go over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D. Take an hour for yourself. Listen to that. Allow yourself to release. And I wonder what 2022 will be like for you. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Cory Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.